Oliver Dowden's expected to impose sanctions later, but Beijing has called it a smear campaign. Politicians are among 43 people who were also targeted in the attacks. Conservative Alicia Kearns chairs a committee of MPs which examines foreign affairs.
This is not the Chinese people. This is not in their interest. This is the Chinese Communist Party trying to achieve its objectives and goals at the cost of ours. And the reality is they will continue to try to make us vulnerable by making us dependent on them.
Four men have appeared in court over an attack on a concert hall near Moscow, sporting a range of injuries. One was in a wheelchair, while another appeared to lose consciousness during the hearing. 137 people died in the attack. Our Russia correspondent Diana Magnay is in Moscow.
I think it's interesting that the Russian authorities clearly did not really care that the signs of torture were visible on those men as they came into court, and that the court proceedings after the initial few minutes were closed to journalists.
A 12-year-old boy is due in court charged with the attempted murder of a girl who was stabbed in Kent. We're told the victim is in a stable condition in hospital after the attack in Sittingbourne. Facebook and YouTube users in Vietnam are going to start seeing adverts deterring them from trying to come to the UK illegally. We're told the Home Office campaign will warn that they won't have access to public services or funding. Government figures suggest an increasing number of Vietnamese people are attempting to cross the English Channel. A report claims the number of people regularly donating to charity has fallen. The Charities Aid Foundation says there's been a drop from 65% in 2019 to 58% last year. And three-time Grand Slam champion Andy Murray needed medical treatment during his defeat to Czech Tomáš Macháč at the Miami Open tennis. He suffered an ankle injury during his three-set loss. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to you, Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It was glorious over the weekend, wasn't it? A lovely bit of sunshine. Let's have a look for today. 11 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. Doesn't look like there's going to be much sunshine, possibly around about 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock this evening, but it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very, very, very good morning. It is spring. In the air. Spring in the air, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last few hours of broadcasting brilliance. I was singing, can't find the music to get down and boog. That was Kylie Minogue, fantastic tune. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours, and I've got guests in the studio today. It's going to be the book club, so I'm going to be chatting to Sylvia Kent, as always, who is a journalist and a writer, and also the president of Brentwood Writer Circle, and Katie Pearson, who is group managing editor at Life and Living magazine. So we'll be chatting about that. And she's been a journalist, gone on to be an editor. She worked at places like News of the World. Going to find out all the gossip. I love her. I really would. I think a journalist job would be very interesting, and especially going back a few years as well, compared to what it's like now, because obviously we've got all the technology and news is completely different the way we get our news. I get a lot of news on Twitter. I don't know about you, but or X as it's called now. I can't get used to calling it X. I just can't. I've had a lovely weekend. My friend came down for the weekend, and it was full on action-packed weekend, but by about 8 o'clock on both evenings, or 9 o'clock, we were both sat on the sofa watching YouTube. That's about as rock. I was going, yeah, we can go out, there's a drum and bass thing in Chelmsford, and she just looked at me and went, I don't think so. And I was going, right, it's, you know. She'd be like, no. So that was the end of that. I don't think, to be fair, I had the energy. Did a little bit of shopping. It was nice to do a little bit of shopping, and I treated myself to some makeup, and only one thing, a foundation, which I really like, but they had a free gift with it, and I really like that. You know, you get like the free lipstick, and I was got all over excited. So I had that, and my friend bought two pictures from a gallery, which they were really nice ones, but I resisted the temptation of buying anything. I was like, don't buy anything. I bought foundation, that's enough. And just had some nice little snacky things. Went out for a lovely meal, actually two meals, one Saturday night in Brentwood, which was the best fish I've ever eaten in my life. it melted literally in my mouth. In my mouth. And I'll tell you what, I tell you what else. You know, like good service. Let's talk about good service. Because what happened was they came over with the fish dishes. They put them down in front of both of us. Really beautiful. So it's always amazing service there. And anyway, so I started eating it. I thought, this isn't monkfish. I had monkfish and skate. And I thought, that's not monkfish or skate. But I didn't, you know, but I thought, and my friend was saying, this is not halibut. It is nothing like halibut. And I said to her, have you got the right food? Because she was tucking away into the bits. I thought, that's like monkfish pieces, you know. And anyway, the waitress was there. And I said, I think the plates, we got them around the wrong way. So I went to lift my plate up to give the plate to her to swap it. Because we'd only eaten like 3 mouthfuls each or something. With our little side dishes of buttery mash and cabbage with bacon. And the waitress came over, and then somebody else came over and went, no, they went, we'll take those back, we'll prepare those for you again. And I went, oh, and they took them away and took away the also took away like the sides that we had, and they prepared everything again fresh. They said it'd be about 8 to 10 minutes, came out, put it in front of us the right way round, and then they knocked money off the bill for the drinks. It's not unbelievable. What service is that? That's amazing. So I was really, you know, they couldn't do enough for you. And I'm not the sort of person who moans and complains. I don't, you know. But I thought it was really nice. So anyway, this fish melted. The skate. I literally put a bit. I was like, where is it? And it was just, oh. I'm thinking about it now. And the mash. I don't know whether it was butter that had mash in it. I don't know what it was. Just delicious. And then on Sunday, I had a bit of roast beef. We went out. We went to the other side. We went to Blue Water. Which my mum always said, don't like, it's a bit too posh. You can't buy anything, everything's it's very posh over there. But she liked it in the end because she could get some stuff from Marx's, a bit of shopping and things. And I have to say a very happy birthday to my mama, who, you know, would have been, we would have celebrated yesterday or gone out today or something. So yeah, she's missed by us all, and lovely, lovely woman she was too. So happy birthday, mummy. I would always ring and go, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. And then she would ring me on my birthday and go, happy birthday. She wasn't a singer, but... But you know, when you get older, and if you've got your mum and dad, you're very lucky. But when you're older, and you kind of sometimes you just love those little presents that your mum and your dad got you, you know, those little things that you just laugh at. My mum would always wrap everything up. I can't wrap it as good as you. I can't wrap it. And you go, well, that's not an excuse. You know, I don't care whether you've got bad hands. I said, get wrapping that present properly. I can't. I've got bad hands. I can't do anything. I can't do it like you can. I can't put the ribbons on. And then at Christmas time, she used to wrap up my presents. As she got bored halfway through, she'd wrap them up just with basically a bit of paper and then sellotape around the whole thing. So you'd be sitting there in bed trying to open, like trying to get a corner. My little child nails, like, you know, trying to rip the paper. You'd be there for hours. I used to love a Christmas stocking. I used to love that. That was just the highlight. And also, even when I knew that it wasn't, you know, Father Christmas didn't stop at my house some years because he was a bit too big. And I was too old. So he used to hand it to my mum. And mum used to put the stocking on my bed for Father Christmas. And I just loved it. All the little bits and pieces in there. It brings back lots of happy memories. So happy birthday to my mummy. And if it's your birthday out there, happy birthday to you too. Now, if you want to get involved with the show, you can do. You can send me a voice note. You can find me on Eat My Brunch on Twitter, on Instagram, and also just across Facebook. I'm everywhere. And drop me a voice note if you would like, yeah, it'd be nice to hear from you. The question of the day, let me have a look. Oh, there we go, just to do that. Let me just get into the correct page. I've got a nice coffee this morning. I've drunk so much coffee over the weekend, I'm surprised I actually fell asleep last night. The question of the day is this: what is the news story that has always stayed with you and the one that you've never forgotten? Because we've got an editor in today, and you know, Sylvia and Katie are both journalists. I want to know the story that has always stayed with you, the news story that's always stayed with you and the one that you've never forgotten. Now, if possible, don't make it a political story, because at the moment we're in purdah, so we can't mention anything to do with politics, because there's elections and all sorts of things going on. So if you can just make it outside of politics, then I'll be happy to read it out for you. No problems at all. So that's the question of the day. You can find it on Instagram and on Facebook as well, under Eat My Brunch. Get involved. Here we go. Shall we kick the show off? Here we go. Here we go. I went a bit Essex then, didn't I? Here we go. This is Michael Bublé. I love this song. It's I Haven't Met You Yet.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. Someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right. We'll be united. Change me, and now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. So birthday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Just not the But God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild.
Used to
because I used to be young.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Well, that was a great start to the show. I've played some fantastic tunes. I think I can go home now. I do like that Miley Cyrus. She's got a great voice. I wonder what she'll sound like in another 10, 20 years. Very deep voice. Very deep voice. But a great voice as well. And, yeah, I mean she, how old is she? How old is Miley Cyrus? Let's have a look. What do you reckon she is? Is she 28 or something? Miley. Let me try and smack you. Miley Cyrus. Let's see how old she is. Maybe she's 31. See, she's older than I thought. Well, I suppose when she's singing, I used to be young. But 31, it depends how old you are. If you're 90, 31 is like an infant, isn't it, really? But she's looking great. She does look amazing. And she looked very much to me like Jane Fonda. You know when she was at the, was it the Oscars or Music Awards? But she was done up a bit like Barbarella. A bit like Jane Fonda, she looked. They look amazing, all these. But men and women like Hollywood, when they get themselves all done up in there, they must work out to an inch of their lives to be like that. You know what it is sometimes I look at celebrities and their heads are actually look bigger than their waistlines. I can't understand. This is the women normally, not so much the men. But I can't understand how. I mean, you must eat very, very little. I know you say, oh, you work out, you can eat what you like, and it, but... You know, there's a lot of them that talk about their celebrity diets, don't they? So this is what I eat. You get up and I have some lemon water. And then you go, and that's it. It's like, what went with the lemon water? What else went with it? And then they say, and then we might have some avocado, an egg. And then you're thinking, I'm going to be sick immediately, like scrambled egg with a bit of avocado on the side. No bread, no carbohydrates. And then maybe a bit of chicken and some salad, but salad with no dressing. It's like, and then maybe for tea, I'll have a bit of fish. With, I don't know, not rice, definitely not rice or potatoes or chips or anything like that. But it just must be, and then I'll have some nuts to keep me kind of full during the day and a handful of nuts and, you know, some seeds and it's horrible. I'd rather be fat. I couldn't cope with that. Mind you, if you've got the pressure of going onto the red carpet with all those other people, oh, I don't know, it's a struggle. It'd be a struggle. That's why I've never gone into acting properly. I'll just be eating as I'm on the red carpet. Sausage in the bat? I think so. Thanks very much. Here are the Police with Every Breath You Take. Won't play this, I'm going to tuck into a biscuit.
Every breath you take. We'll be right back.
That is a classic by The Police. If you're wondering why I just went, that's because I've had a chocolate cookie. Just in my from my Tupperware. I don't think it's called that anymore. It's like a lock and lock thing, isn't it? I always call it Tupperware. I love it. I've got my bread in Tupperware. I've got my cereal in Tupperware. I've got my butter. You go into my kitchen and it's like stacks of Tupperware everywhere. The thing is, because I'm on my own, I like to have, I like bread, but I leave it in the freezer and take out a couple of slices. And I thought I'd just tell you, it's always about food with me. Now, Ed Rome is back with this track that's coming out on the 1st. I've had the track early, so I'm going to be playing it out. For the next next couple of weeks. I just love the track. I think it's brilliant. It's Ed Rome with The Vendetta out on the 1st of April. Independent music at its best. That note at the end. How does he get up that high? I did actually say to him about that note and he sort of smiled. I went, he's just got such a good range. Good morning to Rob. He said that's going to be on my playlist when I do live gigs. Good morning to Natalie's listening out there. She just said that her husband Lee likes to have, does like to have scrambled egg and avocado on the plate together, but we like them both, but not together because it makes him feel sick. Yeah, I don't like food. You know what I'm like about food touching? I don't, you know, no, I'm not that keen. Do you know what? I had roast beef yesterday, and it was a really nice roast beef. And I said, oh, have you got a horseradish? And they went, no, we haven't. And I just thought to myself, how can you serve? How can you serve roast beef? It's like doing lamb with no mint sauce. I'd have gone mad if I'd have had lamb. No mint sauce. I'd have said, no thanks, don't want it. But they could have... I mean, there's supermarkets over where this place is. So they should have gone... There's no, horseradish. Go and buy a couple of jars for 10 quid. Go and buy them. So we got them for Sunday lunch. I don't understand. I don't understand. Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't fancy it. Somebody's talking about having a camera down their throat. You know, when you have the endoscopy. Is it endoscopy? Yeah. My friend went for one. Don't be panicked if you're going out for any of these, these tests, because they do them on a regular basis. And he just said you mustn't panic because you'll want to. He said because some people try and pull it out as they're trying to put the camera in. He said basically it will take them about 2 minutes. So if you can just relax, try and relax. I don't know why they don't knock you out, because I think in America they'll give you like a really big sedative so you don't, it's, you know, or you're knocked out. But they don't do it over here. And I think that's that procedure is one of the ones that people kind of, you know, I've never had it done. I've had a camera up my nose that went sort of down the back of my throat. I don't know how it went. I was like, how far is that camera going? It was too late. It was already done. And it didn't hurt. It was just a bit like, whoa, where's that camera going? Go for sedation. But you see, there's some, yeah, Rob, I agree. But some people, when they have like endoscopies or colonoscopies, a lovely chat for this morning, the sedation, I've had sedation for those treatments. And I'm waiting for something to kick in, and nothing happens. I'm sort of thinking, I thought you were going to be really drowsy and not remember. I remember every single thing. Yeah, you do, I think people do panic and gag. I think the thing is, it's just, you know, they just, maybe it's not enough sedation. Yeah, it's not one of the best things to have done. Have you got any sort of gastric, I mean, I've got gallbladder and all sorts of things probably, so eventually I'll probably have to have that done. But, yeah. Rob, gallbladder, can you still eat fats, or does it not really agree with you? I've been eating lots of fats at the weekend, I can tell you. The sedation was pants. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, somebody else is saying about endoscopies that it wasn't good. Yeah, I think... See, and then Rob saying he was fine with sedation. The other person is chatting. She's just, no, it's not. Oh, no, don't say that. I can't mention that on air. That's mentally ill. That's horrible. No. I don't want to talk about medical terms because it will make you go like... Let's not think about it. If you are going for that procedure, good luck, and don't panic and don't worry about it. Life's too short. It'll be over and done with really quickly, and you'll be out the other side. Right. And I've got to have a procedure done in a couple of weeks, and that's not going to be much fun because it begins the day before with the excitement of taking a liquid that will make you rush to the loo for about 50 times, and then I've got to travel into London to have the other procedure done. So it'll be a fun afternoon for me. It's Sia and Kylie Minogue. This is Dance Alone. The things you find out on this show.
Late night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last roll, desert door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No, I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say. I just wanna dance alone. I just wanna lose my phone.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, every Monday, you've got the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. It's at Essex Arms, Worley Hill, Brentwood. And tonight, hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm till 10pm. You go along if you're a singer, bring your backing track or your guitar or your keyboard. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am. Really friendly. It's great for first-time vocalists, first performances, or if you're a seasoned singer and you'd like to test out some new material. It's fabulous.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here is United Nations. Uniting Nations, not United, without touch.
Been like this, take your shots while I blow a kiss, ain't nothing new. cause I've been like this, I've been like this. Top that's black, right among your limbs. I got money to the ceiling, girl, I'm filthy rich. Cause I've been like this.
By my name, if you don't like me.
Not a thing you do excites me. I'ma have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh, you'll do the most. Oh, darling, you must be obsessed with me. You like me, like me, like me. Oh. But I've been like this. See. I've been like this.
See. Top that smack right among your lips.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
That's the classic by Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. We've got some Sheryl Crow coming up. Crow. And also Barbara. I love that. What a great band name. Barbara. Barbara the band, and it's called Mind Fraulein. That's coming up as well. Let's get some traffic and travel.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look on to the roads this morning and see what's happening. Brook Street roundabout first off, and that's running fine. A1023 is really clear. A little bit busy coming up to Wilson's Corner, but it normally is. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and also up towards the M11, no issues. A12 is running perfectly fine. Still the roadworks, which are going to be ongoing for quite a while. 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures, remember, but there's lots of signs there, so you don't need to panic. Having a little look here, you've got at Ramsden Heath. Let's have a look at what road that is. It is Dowlitz Lane. Looks like it's shut, but there will be, that's at Billericay, but there will be alternative routes. And I can't see any other problems on the roads. Looking pretty clear out there. More traffic and travel coming up in about an hour. Now, it is book club today, so my guest in the studio, live in the studio, which is lovely, she was live last month as well, was Sylvia Kent. She's going to be in today. She's an award-winning writer and journalist, and we'll be chatting to her. And the guest today is Katie Pearson, who's the group managing editor of Life and Living magazine. So we'll be talking about Essex Life magazines. Also, she worked on the News of the World, and she's done loads and loads of other publications as well. So we're going to find out about her top stories, what it was like working on the News of the World, actually. That'd be really interesting, and how it's changed in journalism, and also how it's changed for women in journalism. Because I, you know, if you go back to like the 70s or probably like the 60s, it was very, very different for women on newspapers, and you know, it's changed through the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and also at the way that we get our news now has completely changed. You know, it's you used to wait to hear stuff on the BBC or it'd be in the papers the next day. Now we've got news 24/7 at any time. I mean, I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and I'm straight onto my phone, and sometimes you see news stories come in at 2 or 3 in the morning from America, and you're like, oh, well, you know, you see stuff come in. I can't help it. You shouldn't really have your phone when you're going to sleep. It's not good. But I can't help myself. Here is Sheryl Crow. This is My Favourite Mistake.
Tone of your voice was a warning. The
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.